Good morning. Welcome to What's Up Boone County. I appreciate you joining us the second weekend in December. I know we're only a couple, 3 weeks away from the Christmas holiday, and I hope you're getting ready for it. I'm somewhat ready, but never entirely ready until the last day or two. Some of you are probably like that, and others of you have probably been ready since before Thanksgiving. I wish I was that organized, but I'm not. But I do hope you're enjoying your early December weather and your early December holiday season. It's a fun time of the year. And last week on this show, we interviewed Craig Fouts, who's the president of the local FOP and is one of the people who heads up the Christmas with a Cop program, where they work with the local Walmart to allow families who qualify to go out there on the 9th, which is actually today, at 6 in the morning, and go through the store and get items that the parents can use, clothing, underwear, socks, coats, that sort of thing. And it's a very popular program in our county. And this week, we're talking with one of Myrtle Bailey's daughters, Janet Smith, who has taken over but has actually turned it over to her granddaughter, Brandy Menard, the Boone County Toy Drive campaign, which is different, and it's more of a toy campaign for families. And we're going to talk to Janet about eligibility and ages and how it works and get a little bit of a start here about the history of it. Myrtle Bailey, who started this, passed away in 2016, so she's been gone about 7 years now, but many of you are longtime residents here will remember Myrtle Bailey and the campaign that now serves about 800 kids a year with Christmas gifts. So Janet, thanks for being our guest this week on What's Up Boone County.
Thank you for inviting me.
You're welcome. I'm happy to do it. I think you guys do a great thing for our community. And any promotional ability I can provide through this radio show, I think, is a positive thing, and I'm happy to have you. Let's talk a little bit about your background. You live here in Lebanon, do you not?
I moved to Frankfort.
So you're now living in Frankfort, okay. But you grew up here.
I was born here, yes.
And
I grew up here.
Graduated from Lebanon High School, what year?
1965.
65. Back in the glory days.
It was.
Every group thinks it was the glory days for them, but that's about my time. I was in 68. So tell me about your work history and your family's history, okay?
My work history is I retired in 2013 from Witham Hospital.
About 10 years.
Uh-huh.
And what did you do at Witham?
I worked in the kitchen. I was a cook. And I also worked with the patients in planning their meals.
Okay. How'd you like working with them?
Oh, it's the best. Yes. We had one girl, Linda Richardson, went to work there the day she graduated. I wished I had done the same. That was very smart thinking.
So how many years did you work with them?
13.
13 years.
Mm-hmm.
And have you done anything in the way of employment since retiring in 2013?
No, I haven't.
Okay, so you've been
totally retired.
Totally retired. And how were the circumstances that you decided to move to Frankfort after all these years in Lebanon?
Well, my daughter now has my mother's home on Fordyce Street, and that's where many, many of our residents of Lebanon remember taking toys and helping mother with it. Mother left quite a legacy for us to follow. She really did. It's 45 years going now.
Is this the 45th year?
Yes,
for the
our local
toy
fire
drive?
Departments, all of the Boone County fire departments and the police department have always, from the first day 45 years ago, been part of the program to help us.
Okay, so let's talk about how this originated as far as you can remember, because you were alive then.
Yes.
When that got started by your mother,
My mother,
Myrtle Bailey.
She was at Walmart and heard a lady very distressed talking with a friend, did not know how she was going to be able to supply her children with Christmas, and it touched Mom's heart, which I'm sure is what God intended, and she went home and sat down and thought about it and talked to many of the people in Lebanon that have businesses to help her, and started the Boone County Toy Drive. And
she would have had no idea how big this thing would get, would she?
Oh, no. Back then it was about 75 to 100 people, 45 kids.
Yeah.
Back then. And it was so small back then, the firemen would get a good used toy, maybe a wooden toy or something, paint it up, make it look better and brand new. Can't do that with 800 kids. They're far too busy.
Well, that's right.
And I mean, Lebanon has grown so besides.
Well, it has. So is this just for Lebanon or Boone County?
It's for Boone County, and it's only for Boone County. We've had a few calls from outside of Boone County, but all our donations come from people in Lebanon and businesses in Lebanon, so it should stay in Lebanon.
Okay.
And we do Whitestown, and we do Jamestown,
Thorntown. Did you get his money from Zionsville or not?
Yes, absolutely. They're precious. They're big help to us.
Well, good.
And they bring toys to us. When you can drop your donations off at any fire station in Boone County, and then they'll bring the donations to Brandy.
Okay.
Drop them off.
Well, good. So she started small, but it just grew and grew and grew, and she did it all the years that she remained alive.
She did.
And have there been any years missed that you know of?
Not one year missed. And thankfully, in 45 years, we haven't had a family we've had to turn away.
Well, that's one of the remarkable things about this program, that from my perspective, because you don't really have an eligibility or a need component to this. In other words, if somebody says they really need help or would like help, you'll help them. And whether they can afford to buy presents and just choose not to is not your concern, correct?
Correct.
All right. So you mentioned Brandy, your granddaughter.
Yes.
Brandy Menard.
And her son, Xander Padgett, he's 20 now, and he helps Brandy bring the toys and organize them. Brandy's very organized, much better organized than Mom and I was, even.
Well, yes. I appreciate the fact that you and now your granddaughter Brandy have taken this over, because a lot of people would just say, you know, I'm too busy, and I know my grandmother did
it. It's a tremendous amount of work.
It goes on all the time, all year.
All year long, and we shop all year. I like 75 and 90% off, and yay. I just bought a bunch of Power Rangers that were $25, and I paid $5, and I was so excited.
Where do you go to get these toys?
Whoever has them on sale, we're on the lookout constantly. Eyes always open.
It's like you go to Walmart or Dollar General or those kind of stores looking for deals, correct?
Yes. We go out to Dollar General at going towards Danville, because they help us so much, that store. And I like to do business and shop at the stores that help us tremendously, put out boxes and collect toys.
And these companies, you know, they'll change their marketing plan, and they'll have some extras of this or that are just taking up space, and they will either give them to you or sell them to you for a very low price, correct?
Yes.
But they're still good new toys,
aren't
they?
That's right. They are.
So let's go back. The eligibility is between what ages and how old is the oldest where a person can be?
Starts with birth.
All right.
And we have had them, you know, just born.
Just born.
And all the way up till they're still in high school.
So once they drop out of school or graduate, then they're no longer eligible to receive the gift. All right, before I forget it, and we'll come back to it, Brandy's address here in Lebanon, which is where people would go to pick up their sack of toys, is what? 614 East Elm Street, correct?
Correct.
And her phone number is 765-894-5718. Now, if you get an answering machine when you call, What sort of information does Brandy want from the people who are wanting to receive the gifts?
She needs to know your name.
All right.
Your phone number. She can call you back. She needs to know the name of your children, their sex, and their age.
And the reason they want to know the age and the sex or the gender is they can find a toy or toys that are appropriate for that child.
That's correct, yes.
You don't want to get a Barbie doll for a little boy, do you?
No.
If you can avoid it.
We don't.
Now, sometimes with the names, you can't just tell what their gender is, but just by name.
That's
and so you
right.
got to be careful.
It might be
careful.
A Terry, and that's a girl or a boy.
It could
so
be.
We
that's,
need to know their age and their sex.
Their sex. Well, but going back, if they're in that age group, You'll get them all their Christmas, correct? This is not just a toy to take.
This is not one or two toys. It's their entire Christmas.
Well, I think it's a wonderful program. Now, so they make the order, and then Brandy and her helpers will put the order together and then call the person and say it's ready, and they can come pick it up.
That's correct. That's how it works.
Now, Brandy doesn't do the wrapping, does she?
Oh, no, you can't wrap 8-10 toys times 800 kids. We don't have that kind of time.
No, well, that would just be an added expense that would take away from the ability to buy the toys. So let the parents or the grandparents or the guardians wrap the toys if they want to.
Well, if I needed to be a recipient, I would want to know what you gave my child, because if I had $20 that I was going to go spend on my child, I wouldn't want to buy a Monopoly game if you gave me one.
No, I hear
you. So it wouldn't make any sense really to wrap it. The parent wants to know. Once it leaves our house and the parent picks it up, it's from Santa.
That's fine.
We take no more credit.
That's how it would work for most people,
right.
I think.
And you come and pick it up and they're in garbage bags. You know, she just fills them up so that in case they had to bring the child, and that happens quite often, they don't know what's in that bag.
That's right.
It's from Santa.
So what has Brandy worked, or is she a stay-at-home mom?
Brandy has a epileptic child, a serious, she's been a patient of Riley since she's 7 years old, so she's a stay-at-home mom. This child needs 100% attention. She can't be left alone, sight unseen.
Okay.
Just
several
seizures a day.
So your granddaughter has got her hands full with her own child.
That's right. That's why we need you to leave a message with all the details. That helps Brandy tremendously to get it filled faster.
Because we're talking 800 children,
yes,
and multiple gifts for each one.
Mm-hmm.
The record keeping would be unbelievable, wouldn't it?
Oh, yes. Yes, thousands and thousands.
All right, so we've been talking here with Janet Smith, who's the daughter of Myrtle Bailey, who died 6 years ago, and of course Janet helped her mother for many years with the toy drive, and now it's kind of been turned over to Brandy, who's a great granddaughter of Mrs. Bailey. But she's taken up the task and grown the program and continued the tradition. We're going to continue to talk about the toy drive and what seems to be popular and how people can help out after we take a moment to hear from our sponsors.